Have you guys ever heard of Love Castle?
No.
No? What's that?
Oh, it happens every Valentine's Day. White Castles turn into sit-down restaurants.
Huh, okay.
That's weird.
Do they serve the regular food? Or
They do, but they have like special menus, like sweetheart deals.
Yeah.
Oh.
Love Castle.
And you have to make reservations.
Oh.
If it's sit-down, is it like, do they have servers?
Yes!
They do have servers!
Yeah. And you have to leave a tip, I guess?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Just the tip.
But that's
cool. And they decorate everything. It's real cute.
There are balloons and paper menus and special heart deals.
Oh, cute.
Okay.
Right? And we Alice has been doing this for years, right?
Oh, yeah. Like last year, you and I just went on our own. But in the past, I've had like Galentine's dates and Palentine's dates, like a whole group of people.
Yeah. We're going to get a group together and go tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast.
Do you guys want to come?
No.
Nah.
Oh, they are. We'll do our own thing.
Yeah, that sounds kind of lame.
Okay.
This is Josh Weiland.
This is Jenny.
This doesn't even matter anymore if they can't come to White Castle with us.
This is Doug.
This is going terribly.
So the circled beauty is the vagina.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Happy Valentine's Day!
Tomorrow.
The day before.
We have special guests, Joshua Weiland.
Hello!
And
the soon-to-be Jenny Weiland.
That's right. You heard it here first, folks.
Affianced.
We're breaking the news.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we've told absolutely no one.
I feel special. Jenny Adams is here to marry Joshua Weiland.
Yes.
On the podcast?
Yeah.
Surprise!
Let's do it. Who's officiating?
I am. I got ordained for this nonsense.
Nice.
All right.
What a nice gift.
I know. I actually went to church for this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, not just an online thing.
I could have done this online?
The church of the spaghetti monster.
You have no idea what I did to that priest to get this license.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I don't
Literally
think that's
Jesus.
How you get ordained.
Got a lot more than that.
Oh. Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, that's what those little crackers were, right?
So it's grape juice.
That tiny little bit of wine probably would get Doug drunk since he doesn't drink.
I've never had alcohol, but like I had some grape juice that sat out too long, and I swear to God, I was hammered. I was seeing things. I talked to my dog. But neither one of us moved our mouths.
Oh, I prefer that kind of animal movie.
You do?
Yeah, where the mouths don't move.
Oh.
That was one of the problems I had with Strays.
That's one of those kids' books, right?
Oh, I like Strays.
I did too. But I thought it was a lot, and I preferred if the animals didn't move their mouths. Because there was a segment when they weren't moving their mouths at the beginning.
Because they were narrating.
They were narrating.
Voiceover, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the movie Strays we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Sorry, yeah. Will Ferrell and
a cinematic
Will Forte.
Jamie Fox. I can't mess up his name.
Jamie Fox.
Hey, anyway, sorry, Jenny and Josh. We just like buried you underneath our.
You did.
That's true.
Not in a sexy way.
What? But this is our
what?
This is episode 176, so it's like it's like our 12th Valentine's Day together or something like that. I'm not sure. Somehow this is our first year with Jenny and Josh.
We usually have a different set of guests every Valentine's Day.
Yes. We finally got to you guys. We ran out of other couples.
Oh, thanks.
I feel honored.
Yes.
But it was to break the news of your engagement.
Yeah. Yes. And we have you on like at least twice a year for other things, too.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. We are very, you know,
in demand.
Wanted and well-respected guests. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
How many podcasts have you guys done?
All of them.
Wow.
All of them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I enjoyed you on that bass fishing podcast.
Oh, gosh. Yes. Yeah. I am a subject matter expert.
Jenny, you were pretty good on Joe Rogan Experience or whatever it's called.
You know, I just give the people what they want. What can I say?
So anyway, getting married.
For
real, it's not today, everybody. In case anybody was wondering, are they really? When's the big day?
September 21st.
In the year of our Lord, 2024.
Wow. Yes, this year.
An autumn wedding.
Yes.
Yep. Autumnal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. Is that here in Evansville, Indiana?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. Where can, is there like a website where people can go for their tickets or?
No.
No, there's not.
It is invite only.
Oh. Yeah. So yes. Maybe if you guys play your cards right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have to play cards.
It's more fun.
Oh, I'll play gambling. Some cards. Gambling. That's what sounds like what Josh is doing right now, isn't it?
Oh.
I get it. Women, am I right?
Who would marry a woman? That's so gay.
They'd be crazy.
I mean, yeah, women be crazy.
Women do it.
And shopping. Oh.
Yes.
You better watch it. Those are some hot takes.
What?
Hot takes, Wyland. So what's up? What's this going to look like? You both own your own homes. Let's get down to the nitty gritty of it.
Yeah.
We're going to sell those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're going to get our own house.
What's the housing market like?
It's the best.
It's not terrible.
So you're going to sell your current houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which will mean that you can get one like super house.
Like a mega house. Yeah. Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty
the
cool.
The finest mansion in the tri-state area.
Exactly. I mean, or we could just take our current houses and like, we'll throw yours on the top of mine as the second story.
Josh is always on the
bottom.
Oh,
but we'd still have to move.
His house is a power bottom.
We'd still have to move yours because...
Oh, you have the fence.
You don't have any wildlife.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You can move houses around. We can do this. We can make
one
this
of
work.
One of my childhood homes actually was like picked up and moved to the west side.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Like a pod? Like one of those moving pods?
Well, I didn't live in a moving pod, if that's what you're asking.
Were you in a cult, Jenny? This is super cool. Are you taking Josh into a cult?
I mean, I did used to go to church, but marriage is a prison.
Oh.
I went once too, and now I'm ordained. Did I tell you about that priest yet?
You did.
Okay.
It was hilarious, Doug.
I'm just making sure. Bless me, Father, for we have both sinned.
Oh my.
Jeez.
But then you just confess it and you're all good.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
Isn't that the Catholic way?
Gosh it dang is. It, Catholics. Oh, sorry, Catholics.
Sorry, Catholic listeners.
I used to be one, so I can make fun of them, I guess.
Good point. Thanks, yes. Josh.
Go ahead. Give us your best
hot take.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Does that mean I can say what I want because my friend used
you're
to be Catholic?
Presence. Yes. Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Works out so well. What's everybody been up to?
We got engaged recently.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Jenny is my fiance.
Fiance.
Fiance. It's pronounced fiance.
No, because it's got the accent aigu above the E.
What is
the
it?
What? Gesundheit.
What's it called?
Accent aigu.
What?
Words with nerds.
Ah! With Jenny
with
Adams.
With Geneva Adams Wyland. Yes. Say it one more time.
Accent aigu.
Good Lord. I see it now, Josh. Before, I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
And now...
Okay. I agree. She knows that French.
I do have a French degree.
Them French words.
You do?
I do. Oh. I'm not fluent, but...
You have a degree in France?
I do. Yes. Mm-hmm. Just like you got the...
it didn't carry over to the
ordination.
U.S.
I went and got a...
Oh, my God. French priests are scary.
You don't want to know. Let me tell you, the wine situation was crazy.
That scares me. Oh, my God. How do you guys... Let me ask you this. This is a very important question for you
yes.
Newly engaged folks.
Yes.
How do you spell fiancé? What's your preferred way?
Doesn't one have a gender?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Well, the extra
is there
E...
Like a
at the end. Well, no. The extra E at the end is for a
the
woman.
Female.
Okay. Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm learning so much. I learned
French,
about
bitch.
I learned about extreme goo or whatever you say.
Yeah.
And now I learned that, wow, the extra E is for the woman, just like the chromosome.
Sure. Yeah, science. Why not?
You guys want to play a game or something?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do something.
It's a little early, but I figure why not. because we're talking about your upcoming nuptials. Mm-hmm. And do you have like do either one of you have traditions that run in your family? Some wedding traditions you're going to follow?
Nope.
Oh.
Thanks for giving me so much to work off of.
You're welcome.
So like you're not going to wear white.
Jenny,
gonna,
please.
Is your dad going to walk you down the aisle?
Josh is going to wear a white suit and black gloves.
Because you're a virgin, Josh.
What?
Except for his hands.
Oh, I get it. I understand.
You don't have to tell me, Jenny.
That was the joke.
You don't have to tell me.
No, I probably will wear a white just because I want to, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to do the dad walking me down the aisle and mm-hmm. such. Nope. He doesn't know that yet, so hopefully he won't be mad.
He's oh gonna my hear the podcast and just be so distraught.
Oh, he does love the podcast. Definitely.
I understand.
Oh my god, yes.
What's not to love? He's not Catholic, is he?
He is not. No, he's not.
As long as you're not Catholic.
That's the only everybody that's not Catholic loves the podcast.
You know what? Catholics, you're fine too. I'm just, you know, we just make jokes. We make junks. We punch up. I punched up at priests.
I mean, if you can't take a good natured joke about a priest having sex with a grown man, then
yeah, because I don't know if you know this, but priests, like in general, have a bad history of sexual exploits.
Oh, really?
Not all of them, clearly.
Oh my gosh! Mm-hmm.
But enough.
Enough to where we can make the joke and people get it.
Okay. That makes sense now that you explain it.
Yeah, I'm glad you explained.
Thank you.
Are you getting married by a priest?
No.
Okay. Who's marrying you?
The venue has a person. They have a list
of officiants.
Like they have different people. They said we'll have to pick one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do they have like reels and you can watch their work?
I don't believe. I don't think so, but I think we can like meet the people if we want to first. We haven't looked into any of that yet. Mm-hmm. Or they said we could have like if we wanted to bring in someone to do it, but
so
I don't
Doug,
think
if
we...
you got ordained, we could bring you
That's
in
true.
And help you do it.
You're already ordained. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you love getting up in front of crowds.
It's one of my favorite things.
Okay, yes. That's perfect. Let's do it.
Let me ask you this. And you're probably going to say yes. Could I, like, stay behind a curtain or something? And we could just, I could have a microphone, and that's how we would do it?
Like the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, like the Wizard of Oz. Pay no attention to the ordained minister behind the curtain.
I mean, I would think that's just a great idea.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Alice, we could do it as part of a podcast episode.
I was wondering when you were going to bring me into this. I was like, what the fuck? Just you?
I've never heard of two people marrying two people.
Huh.
Oh my God, we could make history.
Mm-hmm. Is that legal?
I mean,
it would make you extra married.
If two people signed the form instead of one, are they going to be like, no, forget this? They're not married? It's not right?
You'll need two prenups, Josh.
How would that be?
I have no idea. So wedding traditions, you say?
None of them.
You say you have none. Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Well, this next game should be great then.
Okay.
This game is called I Do. Or do I?
Dun, dun, dun. That's the game we're going to play on September 21st.
Yeah. Oh, my
Whoa.
God.
Run away, bro.
Have you guys ever heard of someone actually like leaving someone at the altar in real life? It's always like this movie
thing. And I don't think it happens
I don't
all that
know
much.
Anyone personally that's done that. No.
I do. Like if you shat your wedding dress like the bridesmaids.
Oh, wow.
I love you, Alice.
Save that tradition for your wedding.
Alice, I promise you, if for some reason we got married, if you pooped your wedding dress, I'd poop too out of solidarity.
Aww, I love you.
That's so sweet.
Wait, you'd poop my dress?
Yes, absolutely.
Now I hope
all
A,
down the back.
I hope it. A that you guys get married and B that I am not invited.
How would you ever know?
I thought you and Josh were going to officiate it.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm back in. Yeah.
Is it
All
called
right.
officiating or officianting?
Officiating.
Sure. Officialising. Mm.
How many E's and how many googly boos are in there? So this game is about wedding traditions around the world.
Oh. Okay.
And maybe, since you're not following any traditions of your own, maybe you'll pick up some ideas
Ooh, we'll
here.
We'll find some good ideas.
You'll find some ideas from around the world.
All right.
So
like pooping your dress.
Do not poop your dress, Ginny.
I'm going to do my best not to. No promises. No promises. No promises. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
The gastric colic reflex, right?
That's what Alice has that makes her poop fast after eating. Oh.
If you we talked about it on...
last week.
Yeah. Come on, Josh.
I haven't finished listening to it.
I'm only going to officiate Ginny's part of the wedding now.
Oh, okay. Then I officiate Josh's.
I guess if you feel like he still deserves it.
Wait, if his half is not officiated, then...
Just half married.
You'll be married.
I'll be married, but he won't be.
Ain't that how marriage has been for the past however many years?
Shit.
The man can do what he wants.
Hot take.
Woman has to depend on the man.
You're right. I learned about that at church, actually. That's like 80% of what Catholics talk about.
And man and wife. He stays a man. She's a wife.
Yeah. The other 20% is don't have sex with animals. It's really weird. It's like, oh, man should not lie down with me. I think
that's good advice.
I think I've told you guys before. I've attended like 3 or 4 weddings in my life. Actually, I've been to more now since I've been with Alice. Oh, mm-hmm. But before, I'd only been to a few. And one of them was a Catholic wedding. And I was telling my friend... when I was going to a Catholic wedding, they were like, oh my God, I went to one. Be careful, because half the time they just talk about how you shouldn't have sex with animals. And then I went, and it wasn't that much of it, but it was a decent amount of it.
Wow.
So yeah, I know. That's why I got married. Those things are behind me. You know, now I can get the milk for free. I don't have to bang the cow anymore. Am I just doing a Netflix special?
I don't think you're getting milk right.
You guys want to play a game?
Yeah!
It's the same like game. Fifth time, yes.
Alright, this one's called I Do, or Do I? Dun dun dun. So I'm going to tell you a wedding tradition and where it's from, and you'll tell me if it's real or not.
Cute.
I do, or do
oh,
I?
Oh, no, you're going to make up some weird ones.
You don't know that. These could all be real.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Or they could all be fake. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Let's right. be respectful either way.
And if we're going to be respectful if they're fake?
It's other countries, Alice. Who cares? We're America. We're number one.
America.
That's right.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
We'll put a boot in your... Oh, wait.
Hey, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yes, sorry.
So number one here, this is from Russia. This is a Russian tradition in some parts of Russia. The bride's mother and the groom's father first stand at the altar and take part in the same ceremony the bride and groom are about to go through with. It's the bride's mother and the groom's father. This is
they have to marry each other?
They like play getting married?
It's play getting married, yes. Oh. This is meant to allow the bride and groom to see what the other would look like in the future.
Aww. That's cute.
So you're saying that's cute, and I'm like, that's terrible. Like if they decide, you know what?
Never mind.
My husband's gonna be an Elgo. Forget it.
That's how people get left at the altar.
Right. Wow.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's the ultimate test.
Ultimate test? Altar?
Ultimate
test. On this day!
That's altar.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Amazing. Amazing.
Josh,
you sent me
slip that in.
You sent me over the edge with that one. That's inside baseball.
I don't know
there.
That part.
His name was Edge when he was in WWE. Okay, so... And if you know these, don't.
Oh,
don't
I do know everything about
you know
Russian
them.
Wedding traditions. Mm-hmm, so.
Mm-hmm. We'll let the guests go first. Whichever one of you wants to start. I'm not going to stand on ceremony here.
All right, well, I'll go first because I'm the man. I kid. Mm-hmm. You go first, babe.
Oh.
Now, because I'm the man and I said so.
Wow.
You better reread that prenup, Jenny.
I think that I'll say real.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's weird, but it's not like
Doug weird.
Crazy. Yeah.
What's Doug weird?
I'll say real, I guess.
All right. Jenny says real. Joshua?
I don't. I don't think it's real.
Oh, or don't
because
I?
It's weird.
Oh, I, yeah, or I do, or do I? Yeah, Josh, he doesn't. Good answer, right?
Yes. Good because it's weird.
Okay, good.
And very Alice, good. Is that?
I do say so.
You do.
Yes.
All right.
Because it's cute.
Oh, I can't make cute things?
Nope.
Well, it's not real. So. I
wow,
guess
good job, baby.
You shouldn't have. Point for
I
Josh.
Well, I've got a lot have. Of things to rethink.
That's right. I'm keeping score
how'd
this
you,
time.
How'd you think that up?
Well, I can think of things.
I'm curious about your process.
I just thought it up. It was just in my brain. I didn't have a process is what I'm saying. I'm sorry. I don't know.
He just
I'm just wondering like
things.
If you've ever seen a picture of my mom. I don't think you have.
I look nothing like my dad.
Oh,
so we're gonna
you really don't.
Yeah, so that wouldn't be a good.
That would not be an accurate representation right of you as an old man.
Do you look like your mom, Josh? Because you, we can
more
put your
so than my
put your mom up there.
But no.
You can put your mom up there with Jenny's mom. It's 2024.
Not really. No.
Are you sure they're your real parents?
Because I don't think you look like your sister either.
Not.
You don't
no,
look like
I
your
don't,
sister.
No.
Oh, okay. My God.
Fine. I'll stand up there with your mom. Or Jenny's mom. Or whoever's mom wants to come up there. I'll stand with them.
My mom's cute. So
I just
want to
stand
I mean,
with somebody's mom.
Somebody go up and stand with my mom.
Have you seen Jenny's mom?
I have.
Is she cute?
Yeah.
She's a good looking lady. I hope I age just like her because she looks good.
There was like this little pause where he was like, am I? Could I
like,
say?
Should I say? Yeah.
There are 7 of these. Sorry, it's taken so long. That's on me.
Yeah. Watch it, Doug.
Number 2. In Scotland, we're going to Scotland, there's a pre-wedding custom called blackening. That involves friends and family members of the bride and groom throwing various substances, such as mud, rotten food, and feathers, onto the couple. The blackening.
What is the purpose of this?
The purpose is it's believed to prepare the couple for the challenges they may face in their married life.
Okay. When do they do this? At what point? In the
it is a pre-wedding custom.
Like, are they in their finery already?
I didn't write that down. Or make it up. One of those two things didn't happen.
In their finery.
Josh! Is this a do you or do you not? Do you take this tradition?
I do not.
To be a real tradition?
I do not.
Josh does not.
Believe it's real. No.
Alice?
I kind of want to do take this tradition.
I kind of want to do.
It sounds, I don't know, the blackening. It sounds like a thing.
Mm-hmm. In Scotland?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Ginny?
I mean, my issue with it is, yeah, if they're dressed up and then everyone throws shit on them and then they're just covered in shit during their ceremony?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah.
Well, no, then there's another tradition where
they
the
get hosed
ceremony,
off.
Yeah, hosing
the hosening.
The hosening.
I'm going to say I don't think it's real.
You don't. So Josh and Jenny both said don't.
Yeah.
And Alice is correct.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
Wasn't
there a movie called this?
The Blackening? Yes, there is. But I don't think it's about this.
Oh.
I believe that was a horror movie.
Oh.
So the Hosening, that was the name of my apartment back in college.
No way.
You know, them hoes. All them hoes.
Wow.
I thought it was your hoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your big hose.
Jesus Christ.
A big green coiled up
hose. Oh, yeah. We've all been in Josh's backyard. So to speak. Okay, so we got Alice and Josh tied at 1.
I'm not doing so good.
Jenny
here,
could
guys.
Pick it up a little. All right. Number 3. In South Korean wedding tradition, there is a unique and playful ritual where, after the wedding ceremony, The groom's friends and family remove his shoes and socks, tie his ankles together, and proceed to beat the soles of his feet with a stick, a rod, or even dried fish. Alice, do you take this tradition to be a real tradition?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it sounds, it seems, you know, corporal punishment, all that stuff.
This East is Asian South countries. Korea, not North Korea. Yeah.
Even so, I believe it.
Okay. Ginny?
I mean, my only thought here, my dad used to live in South Korea.
Oh.
And I know he said the men drink a lot, so I feel like this could be true. This seems like a drunken guy. Let's just throw some fish at this guy's feet.
Tie my ankles together and beat me with a mackerel.
was that your best Korean accent?
No, I was not doing an accent. Play it back. There's no accent there. I wouldn't dare.
It's to show the hardships that he'll have to face.
Sure.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, a fish comes flying at your feet. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll say real.
Okay. That's two for do. Josh?
I do.
Everybody do.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
The look of motion. yeah, you're all right. Of course. Of course. Great job, everyone.
Did it mean anything?
Let me look at my next sentence. The groom must... Oh, I didn't even finish it.
Oh,
I didn't even finish
it.
The groom must endure this humorous yet painful ordeal while answering riddles and trivia questions posed by the participants.
Oh, we should do this.
About
I like this
what?
One.
This one you guys should do. This is fun.
I like this.
It's only Josh getting his feet beat.
Trivia about the bride?
I'm guessing so.
Mm.
Well, Josh didn't even know my birthday in front of his parents. Get the dried fish out, guys.
This ritual is believed to test the groom's strength and character, while also serving as a bonding experience for the newlyweds and their friends and family. The atmosphere is lighthearted and fun, and the groom is expected to endure the beating with a smile and a sense of humor.
Expected.
Fuck
but what
that.
If he doesn't? Yeah.
It's known as balanbai. Or, quote, groom's feet beating.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Ball and by sounds a little better.
Yeah.
You guys got to do the groom's feet beating?
I don't know. What is it?
That's hilarious. All right. So
sounds
Josh...
like giving a foot job.
Oh.
What foot jobs have you given?
Why no, the groom is giving it.
Okay.
What? I don't think that was one of the hard things he mentioned.
I said a rod.
That's true.
All right. So after our first round of three
dried
questions,
fish.
After our first round of three questions, Alice and Josh are tied at two. Jenny has one. We go into the second round where each question is worth 2 points.
Oh,
I'm switching things up a little.
Oh, oh my God.
Question four. This is from Martinique.
Ah.
If I'm pronouncing that correctly. All guests and bridal party members dress up, but the bride and groom both attend the ceremony naked. Meant to bare themselves completely to each other and to the loved ones who've joined them on their momentous day. Do you take this as a real tradition, Jenny?
I mean, whether it's real or not, Josh and I are definitely going to do it. You don't mind being naked while your feet are beaten with fish.
Right? That's the only real way to
right.
do
I think
it.
That, yeah.
If you're going to have that done, just be naked.
Why even get married if you're, yeah.
Man, your dad and Jenny's mom are going to look real awkward up there together. Just covered in rotten food.
I will say that is not real.
I don't. Okay. Mm. Ginny does not. Josh.
I do not either.
Josh do not either. Alice?
I do not too.
I feel like everything is bad grammar at this point. Yeah, of course you're all right. Yeah. That's not a real thing, but maybe it should be.
You deliver it so seriously that I always think it must be real.
I thought Martinique might throw you.
I don't even know where Martinique is.
It is a French-owned island.
I thought it was French-owned island, yeah.
I thought, oh, the French. But I didn't want to make it too obvious by saying France.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because they're always naked.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Nude beaches.
And hairy and smoking.
Uh-huh. Yep. Right. Yep.
Smoking hot.
I hope. Number five, the bride and her friends.
Where?
Wait, where? Yeah.
Oh, this is Nepal.
Mm. Oh.
This is in Nepal. The bride and her friends will collect a small box of the groom's belongings from his home without him knowing which items they have taken. At the altar, the groom himself will burn those items before marrying his love.
Oh my God.
Forsaking material possessions for her.
Does he not even get to know what they are?
He doesn't until he's at the altar, and then they're taken out of the box, and he burns.
Oh, so
them.
They are taken.
That's
out
so
of
much pressure. Like how he acts when he sees the things.
I'm guessing that's he's supposed to be proving his love.
Oh man.
And his devotion to his bride.
I don't know. Do PlayStations catch fire?
I don't know how I feel about this.
Everything burns.
I wouldn't take your PlayStation, Josh.
Are you going to marry? I guess you are a friend.
If
you are
I am. Yeah.
Yes. It does say the bride and her friends. You're right.
Yeah, she's his friend.
Well, I guess it's also up to her to pick things that are important enough to where it means something, but not too important. There's a lot of pressure on both of them.
I wouldn't pick Rocky. Just so you know.
Wow.
Josh's dog lives another day.
Aw, just made it.
Josh, for 2 points, do you take this as a real tradition?
I do not.
Nepal? Josh, do not.
No.
Alice, you gonna burn some of my belongings?
I wouldn't burn your belongings.
Okay. Oh, I guess I'd burn my own, thanks.
No, wouldn't. Oh, I thought it was the bride's friends. Who...
If you guys were getting married, yeah. Burn his belongings.
I'm just putting
this
in the position.
So the bride does it too?
The bride and her friends collect a small box of the groom's belongings from his home.
Hmm.
And then he doesn't see them until... they're at the altar. Burn them up. Get on with your lives.
I thought it was going to be like one of those where he doesn't even get to know what they are until after the box
is
burned.
Home
but you only see the ashes.
Oh,
yeah. It has to mean so. You don't want him like 2 months later being like, oh, where'd I put that remote? Where's my cell phone?
I'm curious.
Where's that picture of my mom?
I'm curious if Nepal practices dowries. And like, is that like an equivalent, like if the bride still has to pay a dowry, and so she gets to burn his stuff in return.
In exchange for the dowry.
Women get all the power, Doug?
And if it's fake, is that why I picked Nepal? Oh, or God. Or have I ever heard of dowry as a word? I thought it was one of those things that like holds your towel rod or something.
I'm going to do it.
Can you please accept your wedding vows with that? Do you, Ginny?
I'm gonna do it.
You know what? Screw what my mom says. I'm gonna do it. So a split decision so far, Ginny?
I also am gonna do it. Yeah.
The women both want to.
I know, right?
I could see
wanting
that being
to burn
a,
the men's stuff.
Yeah.
Josh is more just hoping it's not real.
Exactly.
I'm just curious how I'm going to get his testicles without him knowing.
No, I pick innocuous things like that episode of Seinfeld when Kristen Davis, she's like, I put something in your toilet. Yeah. And it was a toilet brush. You know, it's just the fun.
Josh doesn't get the reference.
I don't get the reference.
Yeah, of course, it is not real.
No. Oh, no!
Great job, Josh.
I know all the wedding
Josh
things.
Has been studying wedding traditions.
Exactly.
Right?
You picked Nepal and you didn't know what a dowry was.
Well, wait, why do you need to know Nepal to know what a dowry is?
If you were researching Nepal, I think you would run across dowry.
I didn't do
how
any.
How have you never come across the word dowry anyway, is my question.
I didn't do any research on Nepal. I just wrote down Nepal. It felt like a country that I hadn't talked about yet.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, That was where I got that. I couldn't tell you where Nepal is.
It's near India.
I assume it's near Nepeter.
And Namari.
Just south of Namari, yeah.
That's the worst.
Puff Namagic Dragon. Was that them?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Josh with a 6-4-3 lead.
Yeah.
Yes. He knows a thing or two about wedding traditions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you haven't been married before.
The truth comes out. My God.
only two left. Only two
okay.
left.
Okay.
The next one. This one is in Kenya, but specifically in Kenya's Maasai culture, if mm-hmm. I'm pronouncing
this is
that
very
right.
Very specific.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In Kenya's Maasai culture, the father of the bride spits on his daughter's head and chest before she leaves her home to join her new husband. This act is intended to bring good luck and prosperity to the couple. Spitting on the bride, Josh, do you?
I do. It sounds... I wouldn't do it myself. It just sounds like something crazy and superstitious.
Whoa,
enough.
Is that a phobia much?
So. What?
It's just spit, man. You gotta share it inside your mouths all the time. What's wrong with it coming on your head?
Well, that's your daughter.
That's true.
But yes, I will say it is a real thing.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I know all the wedding things.
Of course.
Josh has, he's...
commanding.
He's 100%, I think, so far.
I am.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he missed one.
No, did we all miss one?
That's possible, yeah.
I don't know.
But he has a good lead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alice, are you going to follow Josh's lead?
I will follow Josh's lead.
Alice, do too.
Because I think spitting, yeah, in some cultures is lucky. So, yeah.
I need to stay out of Kenya. Jenny.
I feel like this just seems now, since I'm the third going, that I'm like just following the pack. But I also think it sounds real.
Okay. So you're either all right or you're all wrong.
Oh, my God. The suspense.
Yeah. Luckily, you're all right. Yeah.
Oh, yay!
The kids are all right. So we got...
But they are covered in spit.
Just the daughters.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The groom gets peed on by his mom, so...
For good luck.
Can you be crazy?
Can you blame them?
I don't get it.
All right. In a this one is a tribal community in Indonesia. Okay, a tribal community in Indonesia. After the wedding, they confine the couple to their house, where their family and friends smear the couple with a mix of rice, flour, and ash, symbolizing their transition from single to married life. The bride and groom are then not allowed to use the bathroom for 3 days.
Wait.
The belief is that enduring this challenging period together will help the couple bond and develop a strong foundation for their marriage.
That's how. Wait, so
shut up, Alice!
They have to poo. They're pooing their wedding garb.
They're not pooing at all. Yeah.
I don't think it's that they can't. It's that they can't use a real restroom.
Yeah, they're actually supposed to stay in the in a room, and they're like other people, their friends and family take turns standing guard.
Yeah, like, is it possible to not poop for 3 days?
Yeah, you're going to have to pee. You're going to have to pee yourself.
Got
to
pee my dress.
You're stuck there with each other, just covered in your own stuff.
That's okay. Romantic.
So
with
that you can
very
see...
little food also.
Oh. Huh. Well, then very little pee or poop, I guess.
I suppose. Indonesia.
That's a romantic honeymoon, babe. We should do Let's that do ourselves. It,
I want you guys to follow all these traditions.
I can't wait.
And then credit us. Jenny, you think your dad will spit on you?
God, I hope not.
Alice, this one is worth... How many points will it take? Alice, this one's worth 3 points.
Ooh.
Is do you take this as a real wedding tradition?
I don't.
You don't. Okay.
You're sick.
Okay, okay. Ginny?
I am inclined to say that I don't as well.
Ginny, don't as well. Okay.
I hope, I'm not going to give you any tips, but I hope it's real so I can say screw you two.
I hope it's not because that's gross.
Josh,
Screw
all y'all. Screw all y'all. Because it's real.
What?
You know what? I thought it might be.
Screw all y'all. Oh, Doug's gross. He's going to make this up. It's the Taidong community of Indonesia.
Of course.
A tribal community that lives in the northeastern part of Borneo near the border between Indonesia and Malaysia.
So do they get like a pee bucket or a poop bucket?
I couldn't find any details on like what they do. If they do soil themselves, if they pee in a corner. I couldn't find any details on that. And I searched and searched and searched.
I wonder if they at least like, I mean, I'm assuming this is a pretty primitive tribe. So they probably wouldn't put like, I mean, like pee pads down or something, but like, are they like, are they just like ruining the floors of their new home? Like, I have questions. I don't know.
But do you think that it would bring you closer together? And also, do you think this would make a good start for a horror movie?
Oh, yeah, that.
Yes.
I thought when you started describing this, I thought it was going to be like the whole family listens while they have sex in this room.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make that one for next year.
That would have been much less weird.
Well, Josh wins.
Yeah.
Good.
With 8 points, 8 solid points.
Look at you go.
That's the man you're marrying. He knows about weddings.
I expect our wedding to go off without a hitch. Except our...
Oh, dear.
Except our hitch.
Oh, dear. Do you? I hope you get an officiant with a sense of humor. It's like, do you take this man? And you're like, yes, I do. And then he looks at you like, do you though? Yeah, but do you? I've seen this guy do karaoke,
and it was amazing.
Josh is famous for his gangster rap karaoke.
I am.
I'm actually hoping that after the wedding and the reception, that we can go to like a karaoke place or something and just.
What do you mean after the reception? Just have karaoke at your reception?
Yeah, one of my friends had that.
I don't think that most of our group is going to be, you know.
No.
Wanting to do karaoke?
Yeah.
Well, that'll work great. Josh will get to do it the whole time.
I don't think we want that.
No.
Love you.
It's in the prenup.
Karaoke is in the prenup?
Yes. We should all be nice to Josh, though. Because his birthday!
Oh, yeah, that's right!
It's Friday!
It is, yes. Say happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday on Friday?
Thanks.
Happy birthday Friday, Josh.
Thanks.
You wished happy birthday to Friday.
I really like Dragnet. What can I say?
I don't get
the reference.
Joe Friday.
Thanks,
with you,
Jimmy.
Doug. I got you.
Thank you. You got big plans?
Nope.
What the frick, man?
Well, this weekend we are going on a friend's trip with some of Jenny's friends.
Are you going on a friend's trip on a friend's ship? Are you going on a friend's ship? Okay, go on.
Yeah. Nope. But the next weekend we're having a video gaming birthday live stream. Woo! For my birthday.
Oh my god. Give me more details.
It's on February 24th. Yes.
That's a Saturday, isn't it?
It is, yes. We're going to be starting at noon and then playing games until 2 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Why, that's 14 hours.
It is 14 hours, Alice. Excellent math.
Gosh, that's quite a marathon, isn't it?
It is.
Now, yes, would this be Central Time, Josh?
It would be Central Time, yes.
Huh. And is it just for your birthday? Is there any other reason we would do this?
Well, we also play to raise money for Extra Life, for Riley Hospital for Children, located in Indianapolis, yes.
Did you guys plan this?
And where? And what is Extra Life, Josh?
Well, it is a fundraiser that people join from across the country to raise money for their local Children's Miracle Network hospitals.
Wow!
Yes, and fabulous. They play video
what a great
games.
Cause.
They play video games for.
And real games, too.
And, yes, board I games, mean, yeah, tabletop board games. games and whatnot, and stream them on the internet to raise awareness and money.
What is this money you speak of?
It is a form of currency used to trade for, I don't know.
For goods and services.
Yes, exactly.
I've heard of this. I've heard yes. of this. I was yes. wondering if it was real or if it was
now,
in a book.
Now, what are these services?
Sex.
Oh, wait.
Not for the kids.
For the children?
Jeez.
Wow. That would make me feel better.
Sex with
what?
Kids?
No! In general! Don't get us banned from Apple. Nobody should ever.
Wow, first the priest,
Jesus
and now
Christ.
This. You got ordained and you went there real fast.
Oh, no!
I learned it from watching you, Father McKenzie. I learned it from watching you. Now I named him. Any Father McKenzie out there is going to be like, oh, you. And it's like 20% of them.
Yes, of course.
Wait, is that the Eleanor Rigby guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Father McKenzie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said, Father McKenzie.
See, in my mind, you were saying McKenzie, and it was spelled differently in my mind.
Mm.
Wait, aren't we both saying McKenzie?
McKenzie, McKenzie.
Kenzie or Kinsey. Like pin or pen.
Yeah.
Oh! Happy birthday to Teller!
Oh, my God!
76 years young today. Happy
Making
birthday, Teller. You said pen.
I just feed them to you. I
yeah.
feed you pens.
Thank you so much. Somebody want to sneak in the word peg? Because I got that too.
So when Josh and I were pegging.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, speaking of which, happy birthday, Simon Pegg.
Oh,
wow. Okay. Okay.
54 years young today.
Yeah, give us more words to plug in.
Give you more.
Gross.
You need more things to plug
okay,
in.
Okay, 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 okay. somebody say that something is higher up than something else. But instead of saying higher, say that it's.
This one's a little forced.
More. Hey, speaking of that, it's Freddie Highmore's birthday.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who that.
Is he the Norman Bates kid?
Yes.
Oh, also, all of these have tomorrow is their birthday. I just realized
Valentine's Day.
They all have Valentine's birthdays.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck people. Born today.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Lame Galentine's Day birthday.
So that'd be even worse, Jenny, if my... So Jenny was complaining about my birthday being so close to Valentine's
Day. I imagine
Day.
It was the day.
That's true.
I know, yeah. If
I know.
If it was on Valentine's Day, that'd be even worse.
It would be, but it also would still be the same gift-buying dilemma, because you'd still have to be looking at the same
thing. I
why don't
see
you
how
just,
it is.
Why don't you just get one present, then?
I feel like, I understand where you're coming from, Jenny, but I feel like it's worse for Josh. Because he has to buy a present, like, for around his birthday time, for you.
Yes, and that's just the worst.
Right?
I should only be thinking of myself.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, men complaining about having to do things for women, I'm over it. Stop it with your patriarchal bullshit.
Like, imagine being Rob Thomas.
What?
Who is 52
years old today.
52 years old tomorrow. He's going to celebrate his birthday, but he has to buy a present for his
for
wife.
His ball and chain. Yeah.
Hey, oh, that sucks for him.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And she's constantly pushing him around.
He'll be up till 3 a.m. trying to find a present.
That's amazing. It'll be a long day. That was a big Matchbox 20 song, you idiots.
I don't know that.
I hate you all.
I don't know that one.
It's a really good song. Are we back to good yet?
Ah!
That's another.
I got it.
Thank you. Hey, hey, here's another organic one for today. Somebody, oh, okay. Somebody find a way to say Savari.
Savari?
So I was going on a safari to see some animals.
For your honeymoon.
Hey, hey, speaking of...
safaris?
Whatever, it's Mina Savari's birthday. Happy birthday or whatever.
Whatever happened to Mina Savari?
Predictability.
Everyone be careful. What do you mean predictability?
What does that mean?
Whatever happened to predictability?
Oh. Are you singing the Full House song?
I am, oh, yes. Yeah, sorry.
Whatever happened to Sha-la-la-la. Me no Suvari.
That's good.
That was the joke I was trying to make but failed.
Oh, I made it
so
better.
So you're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, look at us.
Who did?
Better together.
Who did that song? Was it Peter Gabriel or?
Wasn't it the showrunner? Jeff Franklin?
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. Peter, but speaking of Peter Gabriel.
Oh my God!
These things happen organically. Happy 74th birthday to Peter Gabriel.
Wow.
Everybody shock the monkey in his honor.
What? Whoa. Josh does it constantly with his black gloves.
In the corner. Furiously.
Hey.
With that invisible touch.
That's Phil Collins Genesis.
Oh, no.
That's not Peter Gabriel Genesis.
Oh, same thing.
Are you sure you want? You got to put that in the prenup, Ginny.
Phil Collins versus Peter Gabriel knowledge.
Clearly, I don't know what a prenup is.
I don't think you do.
It sounds like a juice.
Oh, yeah. Like for babies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The prenup juice.
Prenip, I guess.
That's something totally different. Dim titties.
Thank you, Forrest Gump.
I love you, titties.
Then what'd you do to her, Forrest? Well, I played with her.
Dim titties.
Why do I have to tell you about this, Lieutenant Dan? This is uncomfortable. Anyway, whatever. Enough of Josh's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Enough, yeah, screw it.
Yeah, enough of Jerry Springer's birthday.
Oh, is it his birthday?
Oh, it would be, yeah. He would be 80 years old today. Mm. Gone too soon.
Oh, he died, that's right.
Gone too soon. Former mayor of Cincinnati. Mm. Jerry Springer. That's all we know him for. But we're burying the lead. And that is that tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
And so, oh, what?
So in honor of Valentine's Day, I have one more game.
Woo!
Okay.
And we should need this game, we're going to talk about love. And sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're someone easily offended or someone who doesn't want things to get dirty.
Fuck you!
That's not what I was... But I mean,
oh, too hot of a take. My
too bad. Hot of a take. If kids are listening, put them. I heard Josh loading one of the chamber. He cocked it back and almost let it go.
I did.
Put him down. While to bed, like to bed. Put the kids to bed while we make some buzzers real quick. Mm-hmm. We're gonna make some buzzers,
oh.
Y'all.
Oh yeah.
Alice, get your phone out. Ginny, get your phone. I'm gonna single everybody out. I'm killing time. Ginny, get your phone out. Josh, your phone's already out. Good job, buddy. We're gonna make some buzzers. This is how they'll buzz in. They've all done this before. You're gonna open up a voice recording application on your telephone and record whatever your buzzer's gonna be. Josh already has his.
Aruga.
There's Josh. If you hear that, then...
He's always had that one.
Mm-hmm. That's classic, Josh.
Since September 22nd, 2020.
Aww,
this is what you're marrying, Jenny.
Alice? And yet he never does that. He never makes that sound. He doesn't honka honka. He never does that. No motorboats. No.
At the point of... Anyway. Alice, you going to do one?
Arugula!
That's copyright infringement.
How long have you been sitting on that one?
It's just now.
Okay, okay. Play it back, make sure it's good.
Aruda!
It's absurd. Jenny, what kind of ooga you got? Oh, that thing with the over the fiance. Over the E. That's what the thing is. It's called the arugula.
Accent
the
goo.
Googula.
The googula.
Goo goo cluster.
Okay, let's see if I can actually do this correctly.
I doubt it.
You got it, babe.
Fuck you.
Gosh dang it, Allison. We're doing something. Her buzzer cannot be your arugula. All right. We'll try that again, Jimmy.
Okay. Excellente googla.
This is stupid. All right. Play it back. Make sure it's good.
Excellente googla.
Okay. A lot of pause in between, so let's hope that everybody else doesn't ring in before you.
Fine.
You got this, babe.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
All right, so this one is called Positions of Love.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
And you won't need your buzzer for a bit.
Mm,
I'll explain.
Your tease.
You're welcome.
Foreplay.
So the Kama Sutra. The Kama Sutra is an important book that, among other topics, explains a host of sexual positions to all of the non-sexually creatives. In this game, I'll tell you the names of some Kama Sutra positions, and you'll tell me which ones are real and which ones aren't. These are taken from a translation by Richard Francis Burton from the late 19th century, mm-hmm. according to netmums.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in case you're wondering, Netmums is the UK's most relevant, inclusive, and supportive parenting community, welcoming millions of parents every month.
Of course.
Okay. So they're going to tell us about sexual positions.
Yeah, they are.
So I guess the Kama Sutra has been, you know, translated in different by different people. So I want you to know where this is coming from, according to Netmums. So each time I'm going to give you four different sexual positions, and you're going to tell me which of those four are real, which ones aren't.
Okay.
You'll get 1 point for each correct answer. You'll lose a point for each fake sexual position that you thought was real. Hmm. But there is a way not to lose that point. Once I tell you a position is not real, if you voted that it was real, be the first to buzz in and describe what that sexual position would be.
Oh my God.
Understand?
So anybody can buzz in at that point?
Yes. Once. It'll make sense after the first question. Okay. I hope. I mean, okay. I've played this on my own, so.
What position
was
that?
The caramel suture position. Done on your...
There are 8 of these. Alice, please do not look at my screen.
I'm not!
I'm just making sure, because... Okay.
Because she does.
No.
So this first round of things is just, we're going to go around. You're going to tell me which ones are real, which ones aren't. Okay. Got it? Okay.
Yeah.
We have these four positions. The deck chair. All hands on deck. The double decker. And 52 card deck. Okay. Jenny, which ones of those, if any, are real?
So you're saying, okay, just so I can make sure I understand the rules. Any number of them.
Any number of those can be real. They can all be real. None of them could be real.
And also to clarify, you're saying deck with an E.
Yes.
It's another Father McKenzie.
Father McKenzie sits in his deck chair, taking a double decker to his face.
Oh, my.
We have the deck chair, all hands on deck, the double decker, 52 card deck.
Okay. I'm going to say the deck chair is real.
Okay.
Is that it?
I'm thinking. Don't rush me, Alice. I'll say the double decker.
The double decker, okay.
Is real, and that's it.
And that's it, okay.
Yeah.
Josh?
Just the deck chair.
Just the deck chair.
The tip of the deck chair.
And Alice?
I would say just the deck chair as well.
Just the deck chair. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. So if I tell you one isn't real and you thought it was, you can buzz in and tell me what it should be.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought I could make up one for any of them.
You can if you want, I guess. That's fine.
Okay, number one, the deck chair, which everyone thought was real. It was real, yes.
Woo!
The deck chair is real. Nobody gets to make that one up. Sorry. Number two, all hands on deck. Nobody said anything. It was made up, yeah. The double decker. Jenny said it was real. You guys did not.
Gross.
And it's real. Yeah, the double decker is real. And a 52-card deck, of course, is not real.
Of course.
Aruda!
I guess Alice wants points for 50. I guess we're going to play it this way, too. Sure, Alice. What is 52-card deck?
Well, that's when you do the bridge shuffle, you know, and you put the dick in there, and all the cards are all flapping around it, you know?
So you're actually using a deck of cards.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Sounds like Doug will be playing that later tonight.
All right, I'm going to give Alice a point for that. Because I make up the rules as I go, apparently. Sure, I guess if you guys want to do an all hands on deck?
Nope.
Okay.
Hold up.
Exalte Goo.
The all hands on
good Lord, Jenny.
The all hands on deck is like a hands on a hard body endurance type thing where you you
have
put
to be at
your
an orgy,
hands
several
on
people.
The person's body, of course, and then you see who can keep their
jerk
hand
them off.
Whoever lasts the longest gets the sperm.
As in sure. Lasting, not climaxing. Lasting, or...
Yeah, sounds good. Jenny gets... Jenny has 3 points now. Josh, there's nothing to buzz in for, but go ahead.
He just wants to hear his stupid buzzer.
All right. So Jenny...
Stupid buzzer.
I said what I said.
I guess Jenny has 3. Alice has 1. Josh, 0. Okay, okay.
Wait, no, I got 1 for the deck chair, right?
You're right. My apologies.
Wait,
my apologies.
I have 2.
Oh, so then Alice has 2.
Oh, my God. I don't want to keep my own score. Let's not worry about it. 3, 2, 1. You're right. I'll get it right the rest of the way.
Okay.
All right, number 2. This group of 4. Okay. Pay attention, Josh.
Okay.
The toad. The pelican. The snail. And the crouching tiger. Josh?
I'm going to say they're all real.
All real. Mm-hmm. Josh says all. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alice?
I was going to say all real as well.
Alice also says all. Jenny?
Can you repeat them, please?
Absolutely. We have the toad, the pelican, the snail, and the crouching tiger. Which ones of these are sexual positions? According to Net Mums.
In the Carmel Suture.
I don't want to say all real just because they both said all real.
You can do whatever you want to do.
But don't.
Then if any of these are not real, then there will be a race to get to your buzzers to make up stuff if you really want to.
I'll race to my buzzer if you know what I'm saying.
You always do.
I don't know what you're saying. Can you explain that into the mic, please?
Put it in the prenup.
I guess I'll say they're all real.
All right, everybody said all real. Here we go, one by one. The toad is real, yes.
Woo!
The toad is real. The pelican is not real.
Oh.
I mean, I'm just gonna...
I think that was Jenny. I think Jenny got there first. Jenny, for the chance to not lose a point.
Well, the pelican is... Obviously, I mean, you know how pelicans eat fish and they just take the whole thing down their throat. I think you see where
so
I'm going.
So who's doing
here.
What to
no.
whom?
Yeah.
I mean, you
what
gotta,
is going down
you gotta
whom's
open
throat?
That throat. You gotta get it in there.
Yeah, no, we get it.
Do you get
no,
it?
No. I don't.
I still don't
I'll
know
show
who's
you later,
doing
babe.
What to whom.
All right. Good job. You don't lose your point then. Josh and Alice both lost a point.
Suck it,
guys. All right. Next
just
up,
just like the pelican.
Next up, we have the snail. That's real. Yeah, that's real.
Of course.
And the crouching
tiger. Does it
tiger.
Involve slime?
The woman lies on her back and pulls her knees up to her chest. The man kneels down and enters her. She can then rest her feet on her on his shoulders while he supports himself with his hands either side of her shoulders.
Hmm. I see it.
See a snail.
Interesting. Okay.
The crouching tiger? Yeah, that's real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got Jenny with 4 points.
Woo!
Alice 2 and Josh 1. Sorry, woo! Josh.
Sounds like Josh doesn't know as much about sex.
Get that breed up. All right, the next group, the third group, we have Alice, you'll be up first. The Circled Beauty, The Glowing Triangle, The Triumph Arch, and The Enchanted Rhombus. Alice?
I'll say the middle two.
The Glowing Triangle and the Triumph Arch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ginny?
I'll say the first three are real.
First three, Circled Beauty, Triangle, and the Arch. Josh?
What was the last one?
The last one is the Enchanted Rhombus.
Nope.
Nope.
I'll say the first three.
The first three?
Yeah.
Okay, first three.
Ginny stole my answer.
All right, whatever. All right. Here we go, here we go. The Circled Beauty is not real.
Aruga!
Oh man, that was
like
right at the same time.
I'm gonna. I think Josh and Alice were about the same time, but Alice said it wasn't real anyway, so I'm gonna go with Josh.
Oh,
yes.
Yours is more bonus points if he does. Okay. This is his chance to not lose a point.
So the Circled Beauty is the vagina.
That's not a position, Josh.
And what becomes of it?
The penis.
You don't got nothing.
Nope, nope. Josh loses his point. Sorry, Josh. I was pulling for you. Alice, did you have something for
you
that?
Yeah, you were.
Sure.
Alice going for a bonus point. The Circled Beauty.
Okay. So after the sex, the man draws a circle with his ejaculate around her navel.
Yep, the Circled Beauty. Ah. Makes sense to me. Four points total for Alice.
So elegant.
Okay, then we have the Glowing Triangle. Everyone said that was real. It is real, yes. The Triumph Arch. Everyone said that was real. It is real, yes.
Okay.
Okay, everyone's so serious now. The Enchanted Rhombus, everybody said it wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
And you were all correct, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we were correct. What have I done? Why does my phone say chair yoga now?
Okay, so nobody wants bonus points for the Enchanted Rhombus.
I'm trying, hold on.
Jenny's trying to buzz in.
Oh, I guess we
can. The next group of four.
Buzz in, babe.
I'm trying.
Buzz in.
The next
group. Oh, babe, buzz in.
Exalte Gugra.
Yes, Ginny. You're going to lose a point if it's not good.
The Enchanted Rhombus. Here's the thing. You need at least 4 people for the Enchanted Rhombus.
Oh, okay.
Naturally.
Obviously. Uh-huh. And it's basically almost kind of like a...
sex.
Yes. It's almost like a sex. Where it's almost like a kind of... You know that that thing where like the snake is like... eating itself.
The Ouroboros?
Yes, that.
Yeah.
It's almost like a 4-person...
human centipede.
It's a human centipede!
Well, no, because there's no asses
eating
being
ass.
Sewn to mouths.
Oh.
It's so not, is it it's mouth not... is it mouth to genitals?
Yes. Obviously.
Okay, that
it
was...
It is enchanted. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yes. I guess that's an enchanted...
Yes.
Oh, I'll allow it. I'll allow it. It's enchanted enough.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your bonus points.
Thank you.
I
shall take it with pride.
For the next group, we have the Curled Angel, the Lustful Leg, the Indian Handstand.
You can't say that anymore.
And
the Native American Handstand.
Sorry, the Indian Upside Down Move. Okay, and the Mumbai Wrist Locker.
Oh,
that sounds like a wrestling move.
I'm just a wrestler.
That sounds like
Mumbai wrist locker.
That sounds like a sneaker store.
Wrist locker. Oh, it's for like watches and bracelets.
Yeah, there you go. Sweatbands.
Ginny. The curled angel, the lustful leg, Indian handstand, Mumbai wrist locker. What you got?
I will say the curled angel is real. And the, what was it? The Indian handstand?
Indian handstand.
We'll go with that one too.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
Okay. Josh? Curled angel, lustful leg, Indian handstand. Sounds like I'm offering these things to you.
Josh?
Lustful leg, buddy?
All of them except for lustful leg.
Okay, okay. So we have angel, handstand, and the wrist locker.
Yeah.
And Alice?
I'll say the first three.
Ooh, you guys are mixing it up on me. Okay, here we go. Give me a lot to track. Give me a lot to track. All right, here we go. The curled angel, which all of you said was real, is real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's real. All right.
Of course.
The lustful leg, which only Alice said was real. It is real, yes.
Oh.
Point for Alice.
Dang it, I had an envisioning for it.
So Josh busted.
That's the name of the leg lamp from Christmas.
Not
story.
A position.
You don't get bonus points for telling me what the... I guess if you get exactly what the correct thing is. I wrote down what all of these are, so...
What is it, Doug?
The
leg lamp from...
The man and the woman both stand facing each other. The woman starts by placing her leg on the bed so the man can enter her. Once inside, he can slowly help her to raise her leg onto his shoulder.
Ooh.
Gotta be so flexible for that nonsense.
That is so lustful, my God.
She has to do like the splits, but she's vertical.
Hmm.
That's nonsense. next up is the Indian handstand, and you all said that's a real sexual position. Yeah, that's correct. Good job, everybody. The Mumbai wrist locker, and for that, only Josh said that was real. Mm-hmm. And that is not real. No, that's not real, Josh. And
so... Where did my sound go?
Ginny tried to buzz in.
What have I done?
Ginny, what you got for bonus points?
I don't know why none of my...
It's fine, it's fine.
I keep hitting stuff on my phone. Sorry. The...
Ginny, this is her first time with her phone.
It's my first time with any phone.
Yes, yes.
Ever. Mm-hmm. Not even a rotary phone.
She's never...
I've never heard of a phone before.
It was a wedding gift.
The Mumbai wrist locker is where you basically... I'm setting my phone down like I'm going to put my hands out. It's basically a handless... It's basically a wrist job where... Instead of the hands, it's all wrists, baby. It's
okay.
All wrists.
The penis is between the wrists.
Those slender wrists.
That's pretty good. Yeah, bonus point for Ginny.
I want everyone to know that I'm sitting here doing the motion. Mm-hmm. I'm putting in the work, you guys.
And it's hot.
Yeah.
I'm
buy a wrist locker later. Get some sneakers if you know what I'm saying.
I don't.
If I'm writing the scores right, and who knows if I am.
I am negative 11.
Ginny's up 12. Alice has 10, and Josh has 3, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
If that sounds right.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I'll accept.
The next group, we're going to get a little musical on you here.
Oh, shit.
We have The Landslide, The China Grove, The Supernova, and The Genie in a Bottle. And I don't even know whose turn it is to guess first. Josh?
I'll say China Grove and Genie in a Bottle.
China Grove, Genie in a Bottle. Alice?
I'll say Supernova and Genie in a Bottle.
Okay. And Ginny?
I will say Landslide and Supernova.
Okay. All right.
All different.
Oh, man, this is intense. This is intense. Okay, The Landslide, which Ginny alone thought to be real, is real, yes.
Woo!
Great job, Ginny. Another point for you.
It'll bring you down.
The landslide. Well, this one...
Peter, Paul, and Mary, right?
There's a note made because of... because of the angles, this position is best suited to a well-endowed man.
Oh, sorry.
So this is why Josh and I have never heard of this. The woman lays on her stomach with her legs stretched out and raises her torso by resting on her elbows. The man sits between her legs, facing the back of her head, with his legs parted either side of her waist. He tilts his body at a slight angle to enter her, and while doing so, supports himself with his hands propped up behind him. If you could picture it, it's as weird as it sounds.
I'm trying to figure out why it's called the landslide.
I couldn't tell you that.
Hmm. Is the Kama Sutra all heteronormative?
Yeah, I think so. Probably. Yeah. I mean, you can stick it in the butt if you want to.
Or scissor.
But sorry, lesbians. Yeah.
No, you can just scissor. Or you strap on.
Okay, yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Mm-hmm. They didn't have gay people back in the Kama Sutra times. Okay, so Jenny got her point for the landslide. The China Grove. The China Grove. Josh alone said China Grove was real. Yeah, that's not real, Josh. And nobody's buzzing in to get... Nobody has the balls to tell me what China Grove would be.
Nobody has the oranges.
I thought if somebody thought it was real, then only they can buzz in to say what it
well,
is.
Well, you...
Did we abolish
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there are bonus the there rules, are bonus points. So.
Wait, that's shit.
That was... Jenny has no idea how to use her phone.
I really obviously don't. Wait, is this one?
Go ahead, Jenny.
Cameron Dick.
Now it's just going through recordings.
Cameron Dick.
That was Cameron Dick from, I guess, the last time we were here. Maybe two times
ago.
God. I don't know.
It's so. Like, I think that's one of the positions, actually.
Cameron Dick?
Okay, fine. What is the China Grove?
The China Grove.
Careful.
Is where you need to be in a grove. Oh. Number one, you don't have to be in China though. And you have to like the woman has to
I don't think she's got
a
it.
A woman needs to hold on to a vine and basically kind of hang on to a vine, where the man is
he has to like double dutch
kind of intertwining his legs with hers, so they kind of are an extension of the vine, and then
too many they props, lose a point, set. 12 points.
The only prop was the vine.
The grove.
That's not a prop, that's a location.
Lost a point. You take a risk by buzzing in.
If the legs are entwined, how is the sex happening?
Yep. Okay, the supernova.
That's why it's the Kama Sutra.
It's an advanced technique. The supernova.
Just
because
you can't handle it, Alice, doesn't mean it's not real.
Okay, so The supernova. Jenny and Alice say the supernova is a real sexual position. Yeah, it's real. That's a real sexual position. Or whatever I just said. And then the genie in a bottle. Josh and Alice say genie in a bottle is a real sexual position. It's not, though. Oh, man. No chance for Josh to come back from that. What you got, Alice?
Okay, so the penetratee is in a fetal position, so kind of like in the shape of a lamp.
Absolutely.
And then the penetrator is on their knees behind them, like on the butt, so then they're penetrating in and kind of wiggling around like the genie coming
yep.
out of the lamp.
100%. That is correct. See, no vines in sight. Not a vine in sight, Jenny.
Are you telling me that literally nothing in the Kama Sutra requires any kind of prop?
A vine?
I'm sorry that you guys aren't open-minded enough to understand the China Grove.
I'm sorry that Josh You're has right, to go out babe. To groves for sex.
It is quite a drive.
All right. Just a few more of these. Thank God. The next group, Alice, if you're ready. We have the Magic Mountain.
That's cute.
The Underground Vacation. Tour of the Islands, and the Super 8. Alice?
Is it mountain like T-A-I-N or mountain like T-I-N apostrophe?
That's a good question.
Let's go to Magic Mountain.
These are all locations. So this is mountain like the peak.
Okay.
Peak. What was the second one?
The Underground Vacation.
Okay. I'm going to say 1, 3, and 4.
1, 3, and 4. Gotcha. Ginny?
I will say 1 and 3.
Dang it.
You're allowed to say the same thing. One and three. Okay, Josh, you're saying the same thing?
Yep.
One and three. Okay, here we go. Starting with Magic Mountain. Everybody said it's real. Everybody's right. Of course. Of course you're right.
Of course.
It's the Magic Mountain. It's them boobies.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really.
Them titties.
It's actually not. First, you need to... Props, Ginny. First, you need to stack a pile of firm pillows to form your mountain. And then basically it's kind of doggy style, but with a mountain for the woman to lean on.
Okay.
And then so everybody gets a point for that.
It's magic.
So, the
Alice is ready over here with her buzzer. She's ready.
She has plans for each of these. In case they're wrong. The Underground Vacation, which nobody said was real. So, it's not. And Alice wants bonus points.
That's where you just go fuck a corpse.
Whoa. It's not a position.
Fair point.
Are you in the grave?
Yeah,
in the ground?
Yeah.
Is that
the
situation?
That's the position.
That's too many props, Alice.
You don't need to use the coffin or anything.
You have to open it, so that's using it.
All right. Alice loses a point. Because Josh is right, that was not a position. It's the funniest thing in this episode. But we must be loyal to the game.
Mm-hmm. The integrity of the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then Tour of the Islands. And everybody said Tour of the Islands is real, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, you're all wrong.
Aruda!
Yes, Alice.
What is
that?
Oh, the woo woo gaga. Okay, so Tour of the Islands is the penetrator putting the penile projection into every hole.
It's the most PC thing I've ever heard. The penile projection.
The penile projection.
In every hole. So, like, the vagina, the mm-hmm. ass, the ears, the nose, the mm-hmm. mouth, the eyes.
Now I'm gonna.
Oh,
my God. I'm gonna open this up to the judges because that's not technically a position. It's a series of things that are being done. Josh and
I'll
Jenny.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Josh is like, no, that's cool.
Definitely
I like it.
Don't want to
no.
do it. I definitely don't want to do it, but I'll allow it as an answer.
It takes a special man to fit up somebody's nostril.
Or their
what
eye.
Is
it? How does that
what
work?
Is, what is it? Maybe they have a glass eye. What is a tour of the islands? Is that a dish at Olive Garden or something?
That's the tour of Italy.
There are islands in Italy.
So what I know the tour of the islands for is it's a wrestling move by Jeff Cobb.
You said that before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Jeff Cobb's finishing move for wrestling.
He's fucking all them orifices.
Orifices. Good word.
And, yeah, and then he finishes.
Hey. What do you call that move, Jeff? It's called the Tour of the Islands. Oh, you're just having sex with all the holes, ain't you? The Super 8, only Alice said this was real. Probably
That's
because
not
it's
real.
Probably it's the name of a motel. But it's real.
Okay. So does the Super 8 involve a wheel?
Like a prop? Does it involve a camera?
Yes. That's what
That's
I
pretty
was
good.
Thinking of, yeah.
The Super 8. The woman lies flat on her back with a small cushion under her bottom to raise her hips. The man lies between her legs, kind of a
scissoring
thing, and supports himself on his arms. It's supposed to be real nice for relaxing.
Then what's
Wait,
why
what's
8?
The super and yeah. or
think,
the 8 part?
I think they're kind of making a super figure 8, kind of, in theory.
Oh.
I've never done it.
Well, maybe you should have done all these before bringing them research. Onto the show.
Then you gotta find a cushion.
I thought you were gonna say, then you gotta find a coochie.
Classic Jenny.
You know it.
We only have two more of these groups.
Oh my gosh.
God bless America. The scores currently, Jenny, I think, has 14. Alice has 13. Josh has 2.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
About right.
All right, the next group. There's no real theme here. Some of these have had themes, in case you haven't noticed.
Oh, mm-hmm.
This one, the next one. Okay. We have The Ravaged Doll. Splitting Bamboo. The Propeller. And The G-Force. All right. Jenny, I'll let you go.
I'll say the first three are the real.
First three. Okay. Josh?
2 and 3.
2 and 3, thank you. And Alice?
I'll say 2 and 3 as well.
2 and 3 as well, okay. All right, so The Ravaged Doll, which only Jenny said was real, ain't real. That ain't real.
What have I done?
Oh.
Exalte
Goo. Oh, she found it.
Way to go, baby.
All right, try to save your point.
Never do it
You're
again.
You're IT now.
Yeah, I don't know how to make it go back. Anyway, The Ravaged Doll is basically where the penetrator takes the penetratee and basically holds her up like a ragdoll, and then ravages her with his penile, whatever you said, against a wall.
Okay.
And
she's told us the position now.
Isn't
against the wall.
Isn't that just okay?
Regular positions have names, Alice.
Yeah, they do. They do. unless you know the name for that position, you cannot argue that that's not the name of it. So, all right, good job, Jenny. You saved your point. That makes you and Alice tied right now. This is a very important situation.
We're tied up.
Yep. Wow. I'm going to hit you with a dried fish. Splitting Bamboo. You all said this was real.
Mm-hmm.
Splitting Bamboo. Like, this isn't something I would make up. But yeah, it's real. Good job.
I had something for it, too.
Sorry. Number three was The Propeller. And you all said that was real. The Propeller. And yeah, that's real too. This is another one of those big penis ones.
Of course.
The woman lies flat on her back with her legs closed. The man lies on top of her, facing the opposite direction.
Oh.
Once inside her, he can slowly move his hips in a circular motion, like a propeller.
So they're making like an X with their bodies?
I feel like this their bodies are an X.
I thought he said...
On top of her, facing the opposite direction.
Oh.
So his feet are up there by her face.
I gotcha.
So she can suck on them toes.
Oh.
I was hoping this would be like a break dancing move, you know, and he would like spin around.
That would be much sexier. You're not wrong.
Unbelievable. And finally, the G-Force. That's how I introduced the sexual move I'm about to do. And finally, the G-Force.
Ooh.
And nobody said this was real, right? Yeah.
Correct.
That's a shame, because that's real. Yeah.
Aww.
Okay, so that means that...
I'm in the lead.
Yeah, babe, you are.
Thanks.
Aww. That means that Alice and Jenny are tied with 16 points.
Shit.
And Josh is right behind them with 5.
Only because I got robbed on the China Grove, but whatever.
China Grove! It's a good song, though. And finally, the last group of 4. Here we go. We have the Democratic Bliss, the Blind Senator, the Presidential Cabinet, or Suspended Congress. Josh, kick us off.
3 and 4.
3 and 4 for Josh.
I feel like we're ordering like combo menus.
These are also things for you to try on your honeymoon, Jenny. Alice?
Just 4.
Just 4. And Jenny?
I'm going to say 2 and 4.
2 and 4. All right, here we go. The democratic bliss that nobody said was real. You're correct. It's not real.
Mm-hmm. Exalté Google.
How did that work?
Yeah, Jenny, good luck.
The democratic bliss is where basically the penetrator, excuse me, lays the penetratee down on any surface, I guess, and props her head up on a pillow or item of some sort.
Sure.
And then he gets up and gets his junk all up in her face because democracy, you know, sometimes it's just one person shutting the other up. So he just gets it in there and you know what happens from there.
Okay.
What just happened?
That was filthy and yet clean. Democratic bliss. One person shutting the other one up. I don't know. Judges?
Well, I think
I'll allow it.
I don't really see it.
It's basically just a blowjob with your head propped up on a cushion.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm going to do.
How is that not a position?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Why is it democratic?
Here's what I'm going to
in democracy.
Children. Horny children. I'm not going to give you the point, but I'm not going to take a point away. I've been taking away points when they haven't been good, but you're just going to stay where you are.
Okay.
You and Alice remain tied.
I think he's favoring Alice.
Mm-hmm. I don't
accusations.
That's a position.
Accusations.
Favoring Alice.
We are favoring Alice. The blind senator. The blind senator. Only Jenny said this was real, right? Yeah, it's not real, Jenny.
Okay.
The presidential cabinet. Presidential cabinet. Only Josh thought this one was real.
Yeah.
No, that's not real, Josh.
Oh, fuck.
You're not going to tell me what the presidential cabinet is?
Nope.
Okay. And then suspended Congress. Everyone thought suspended Congress was real.
Mm-hmm.
You're all right.
Yeah.
Because Congress.
Yes, the governmental body.
Sexual Congress.
Is there like a Mission Impossible kind of suspended from the ceiling thing happening?
Yeah, yeah. A sex swing.
Because in my mind, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. The man leans against a wall while lifting the woman off the floor and supporting her with his hands under her bottom. The woman can grip the man's waist with her thighs. I've been saying woman and man because that's what Net Mums says, by the way. So there you go. And I kind of lost track of the score at the end. I think Alice won by a point.
Mm-hmm.
But also...
Yes, I did.
But...
A point. Just a point.
And, that, and you know, that's, this may just be a case of democratic bliss where I... where I shove my metaphorical... What's it called? Penetrator?
It was democratic because we all had a say in it.
Except Jenny.
It's like you all just shoved your dick right in my mouth.
What?
Wow.
Wow. However, I'm looking now, and Josh actually got 20 extra points for his birthday. So...
I did. Yes.
So, yeah. So Josh wins. So happy birthday, Josh.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody else. Go do these positions.
And watch our video game stream for children, raising money for children on February 24th.
Who says you have to do one or the other?
Exactly.